Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Games of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with head coach Brad Gober. Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Welcome to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats. Brad Gober with us, coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, taking it back to Friday night against Southeast of Saline. A real good first half where it was a low-scoring, close game. You actually got out to the 6-0 lead on a touchdown run by Branson Heiserope, but they would then score the last touchdown of the first half and then add another 28 points in the second half to win 36-6. What were some of the things, I guess, maybe into the second half that went wrong that you were doing better in the first half?
You know, I think there's a lot of things. I mean, they're a really good football team. Mm-hmm. I think they're on a collision course to play Andale in 3A, in whether it's quarterfinals, semifinals. You know, they're a really good football team, and you know, they've got the size and the speed, those are two deadly combinations when you start talking about being an effective football team. If you're big and fast, you know, you're going to cause a lot of problems for a lot of teams, and ultimately, you know, that's what they have. I mean, when you start looking at them up front, we won't see a team, you know, Concordia is pretty big this week, but, you know, we won't see a team, you know, with the size that they had on the D-line, you know, when they go 6'4", 320, 6'3", 295, and 6'2", 235. I mean, they were big and athletic. So, you know, they kind of wore us down a little bit. You know, they started, you know, they had four linemen playing one way, which, you know, is a huge advantage, you know, to have your big guys playing just one way. You know, just from film perspective for huddle sideline on the sideline to, you know, just not being as gassed, you know. And, you know, the way, you know, with us, you know, in our depth, you know, we get to play our guys, you know, both ways. And, you know, it is what it is, but, you know, that played a big part in it. And so, you know, we just have to, you know, look at some things and just continue to figure out some of the nuances of our offense. You know, we moved the ball really well at times. You know, the first half we had a 14-play drive we didn't score on, and then we had a 17-play touchdown drive, and really did a good job. But you know, when you turn the ball over twice in the second half, you know, on the second play of the third quarter for us on offense, after they score, we fumble. You know, those are things that you know, you can't do. And you know, but like I told our guys, you know, you start talking about, you know, our schedule. We're playing three tough teams to start the year. And, you know, when you start talking about wanting to be the best and wanting to get better, that's how you get better. You know, when you're playing teams that, you know, might not be very good this year or whatever, and you're winning handily every single week, you know, it can hide some of the deficiencies that, you know, you might, might not see because, you know, you're winning so easily. So it's allowing us to really look at ourselves in the mirror and see the things that we have to do to get better. And preparing us for districts.
One of the things you said kind of stood out to me about Southeast defensive line. They're big, but they're athletic too. How important is that to have on both of your lines? And when you're preparing for somebody, how tough is that to deal with?
That's very tough. I mean, the reality is, you know, when you've got guys up front that, you know, you can't block one-on-one, you have to double, you know, it puts yourself in a position where your linebackers can play more freely. And, you know, especially when you got guys with size and are really athletic, you know, that move well. You know, there's plenty of kids that are 6'4", 300 pounds that don't move very well. But if you get one of those kids that can move while being that kind of size, it just makes it very, very difficult because no matter how we look at it, that's a lot of mass that you have to move out of the way in the run game. And so, you know, they do a good job. Coach Gerhardt does a good job, you know, scheming and with some of their run game blitzes and stuff that really puts it in, you know, puts us in a tough spot. Any team, they overwhelm a lot of teams. There's a reason why they only gave up like 7.5 points a game last year. And I think their defense is probably better this year, especially because their nose guard, who didn't play last year because he was hurt, is back and just, he does a really good job. So, you know, it's tough. I mean, when you play teams with really good, the reality is in football, if you have a great offense and defensive line, or you're really good on defensive line or whatever, that's where you win games, in the trenches. And, you know, they've got some guys on the defensive line that cause problems. And on top of that, they also had two of the fastest kids in the state in all classifications, in Pogue and Murray on the outside, that, you know, it's very, very tough to match up against them.
We're talking with Brad Gilbert, the coach of the Bullet Trojans, here on the Locker Room Chats. We'll take a time out here. When we come back, we'll preview this week's opponent, Concordia, here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit wants your consignments for the upcoming fall machinery consignment sale in November. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about the fall consignment sale or how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in north central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94. We're still with Brad Gilbert, the coach of the Beloit Trojans. Coach, getting sent now to take on Concordia. Coming up this Friday night, you'll go out to their place. Team started off pretty well. They're 2-0. Just looking at Concordia and seeing what they have this year, what stands out the most in this matchup on Friday night?
You know, they've got some good players, and they start eight seniors on offense, and you know, they got some big guys up front. You know, they've got a Dalton Owen kid who's a good football player. Who has obviously he's improved every single year, and they got the Keen Miller kid, a really good running back. Their quarterback, Cav Carlkin, does a good job for him too. And you know, Coach Etcher has done a good job finding a scheme that kind of fits his personnel. And they're executing it pretty well so far. And so you know, it's gonna be a tough task. They're a good team. They're one of the better teams on the east side of 3A. And you know, we if we don't play well, we'll have our hands full. But you know, we love being in these kinds of games and rivalry games, and especially in games where you have to raise your level of play. And so you know, it's gonna be a fun night.
Last year you got off to a little bit of a slow start and then hosted Concordia and just kind of dominated that game. What do you gauge from that game, and what do you take from it to make sure, one, that it's possible to do that, but two, to also realize that, you know, it's not always maybe going to be that easy. You still got to stay focused for this game.
Yeah, I mean, we made some changes on offense that they weren't ready for a little bit, you know, that helped us put ourselves in a better position by condensing our formations. But, you know, for us, it really comes down to, you know, just playing the game and playing with emotion and passion, and just playing physical. You know, one thing that we pride ourselves on is that we're a really physical football team. I think that last year, you know, the physicality really went up a notch that week, and we learned about, with our young guys, you know, how you have to play physical to be successful. And so, you know, for us, I think, you know, this week it's just a matter of you know, staying focused on the task at hand, the goal at hand, and, you know, we just got to continue to improve and, you know, just really be hyper-focused in on our game plan. And, you know, if we do those things and we tackle well, you know, we'll be in a good position.
Brad Gilbert, coach of the Bullet Trojans, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for being with us again this week. Good luck as you take on Concordia Friday night.
Thank you very much.
Fans can catch the game on Katy Country 94 and the online video stream of the Beloit Trojan Channel pregame coverage at 6:30 Friday night. Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit wants your consignments for the upcoming fall machinery consignment sale in November. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about the fall consignment sale or how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in north central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Our Wednesday Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head football coach Steve Tiernan. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school scoreboard show after the games Friday evenings at 10:05. And don't forget about our preview show, The Football Express, every Friday evening at 5:40, getting you set for kickoff as we go around the area previewing all of the night's football matchups. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op.
Welcome back on Katy Country 94. Steve Tiernan now with us, coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, nice win for your team on Friday night to start district play, 46-0. The game called there early in the third quarter over St. John's Tipton. Take me back to Friday night after you've had a chance to kind of digest it and watch the film and things of that nature. What were some of the things that stood out most for you?
I thought, you know, our up front offensive line, defensive line, those guys played very well. And I've said this 100 times this week. I don't know that we played any better or worse than we did the Friday before. We just were blocking guys that we could match up with. You know, at Hill City, it just didn't work out too good. But like I say, we had some penalties this week we didn't get taken care of. And last week, we didn't have any penalties. So there'd be one glaring difference, but I thought up front kind of paved the way for us and helped us look pretty good.
St. John's Tipton, what did they do? Did they do anything that surprised you a little bit? I know that they, you know, had showcased some of that speed in the first game, but you guys were able to kind of contain that.
Yeah, I think, like I said, they had a good game plan. It just, as that started out with, obviously, I think they had two first downs right off the bat, and there again, there's no slam on them, but that was a lot due to our defense not doing what they were supposed to do. We had a guy run to the wrong gap the one time, and actually both times in the first two plays, and they kind of exploited us on that, and they could have, would have, should have scored on that first pass play they had. We just totally blew that coverage, but as the game went on, I think we kind of settled in and did what we had to do.
When you look at everything that happened there, you know, eight-man football, the way it is, it can snowball pretty fast, and you were on the right end of it this time, but did you feel like there was a certain turning point in the game?
You know, I told my coach on the sideline there the one time, I said, I still don't feel that comfortable till right before half.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, we scored 16 points in a little over a minute right before half, and then I felt pretty good going into halftime, because last year, many times, we gave up a touchdown right before half or the last play of the half, and that's a hard thing to, a couple of those times we were actually ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And you go into halftime, your heads are down, and that's a hard thing to get over. So I felt pretty good at halftime, but no, I knew they weren't going to give up, and they didn't. They played hard.
Steve Tiernan, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, we're chatting with. We come back, we'll go over this week's opponent, the Lakeside Knights, coming up next in district play.
At Midway Co-op, we're proud to be North Central Kansas' exclusive Kugler fertilizer dealer. It's unique. It's specialty fertilizer that's low in salt that can be applied directly to the seed. It offers unparalleled results at harvest, often imitated but never duplicated. Count on the premium Kugler fertilizer. It's the right stuff for your field. And we're glad to custom apply it if needed. Midway Co-op and Kugler fertilizer, the right choice for your field. It's ordering time. Let's talk. We're Midway Co-op. Come see us.
Welcome back here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com, our high school football locker room chats. Coach getting set now, Steve Tiernan with us, to move on to take on Lakeside coming up on Friday night. This is a team that really has been dominant in their first two games. Had another great game against Rock Hills the other night. Called it halftime, they won 64-6, but still put up a lot of numbers and yards. And Jay Schoen had 209 yards, four touchdowns receiving. Cunningham threw for 235, all four scores to Schoen. When you look at this offense, what are some of the things that are standing out? I know you saw them last year. They got you there in Osborne, but what's standing out this year about the improvement in this offense?
Oh, they kind of have just everything that a coach would need. I mean, they've got a big lineman that moves well. They've got a very athletic quarterback that can just make plays either with his arm or his feet. They've got a very good receiver that can make catches that most can't. Or that we probably can't defend very well. And they have a running back that, you know, is going to get the yards when they're there, or he's going to make yards. So, yeah, you just can't ask for much more than that as coach. I'm not saying that we don't have a chance. I'm just saying they've got all the pieces to be very good.
Last year we kind of talked to, when we talked about Lakeside, they gave up a lot of points defensively. Well, this year they gave up 18 in the first game, just 6 to Rock Hills on, I think, Rock Hills' first possession last week, if I remember correctly. So it really shut them out the rest of the way. Do you see a different team defensively from Lakeside coming in this year?
Well, they're just one. They've got another year of experience,
mm-hmm.
and they're very athletic. I mean, those guys move around. They read well. They tackle well in open field, and they just swarm to the ball. They can all move pretty well, and I'd say they're just very instinctive.
I know this is always a matchup. The kids know each other so well. You know, both schools are in the same county. When you look at that part of the matchup, what stands out, and how focused are the kids for a game like this?
Oh, I think very, very focused. Just the fact that, one, we lost last year to them, so of course we remember that, and if they don't remember that, I remind them of that pretty much daily.
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact, you know, I don't know how well they know each other. I'm sure they know each other, but not like we sit around and talk about who they know from there. I think it is a rivalry because they're so close. And, you know, hopefully we just get up for the game and play well.
Steve Tiernan, coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time again here this week. We'll look forward to that game Friday night. We'll see you in Downs.
Thank you.
We'll have pregame coverage beginning at 6:30 on Z96 Point to the Lake, katycountry94.com on Friday night from Dallas. Our Osborne locker room chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op.
science and the service and solutions for your farm. The best way's Midway Co-op.
Soil testing and tissue sampling is very important. And it's one more thing we do very well at Midway Co-op. The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Say the word and one of our agronomy team will come out and test that pH content, the organic matter and soil moisture in every zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling is powerful data. Don't put it off. Partner up with your local Midway Co-op.
We continue our Wednesday evening locker room chats in the Mid-Continent League with the Smith Center Redmen and head coach Darren Sass. Don't forget to catch the KD Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday evenings at 10:05. The Smith Center Redmen locker room chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement.
Welcome back here on the locker room chats on KD Country 94 as we're joined by Darren Sass, coach of the Smith Center Redmen. Coach, a 2-0 start for your squad. A nice win over Phillipsburg on Friday night, 36-12. Just kind of going back to that one. Bentley Montgomery had a nice game for you in that one and kind of mixing up who you have running the football. I know you always kind of take what's there for you, and he had the big plays, 137 yards on 8 carries, 17-yard average. Just overall, how do you feel about the win, though, and the way Bentley ran the football for you?
Yeah, and those guys will tell you it's about the guys up front. And Peaver gave us some problems, you know, sent some people and created some problems. But we just kept hacking away and trying to find – where we maybe can get yards. And like I said, Bentley had a great game. But a lot of that comes from Jake Kirchhoff blocking for him and Luke Franklin blocking for him too. So, you know, those backs all know it can be their turn any night.
And we look at the win, again, you pick up the win against Phillipsburg, and I know that's always one of those games that you kind of, I don't know if you do, but the players probably, I would think, have circled as one of the rivalry games. I know the first 7 years you played them, you lost, but you've won three in a row now. How big is it to get that confidence to pick up wins against Phillipsburg as you move forward?
Well, you know, we don't get to play all the league schools anymore, but we do get to play part of our MCL schools, and, you know, the coaches here, I think, take a lot of pride in the MCL, and the teams that we have, and so you always know it's going to be tough. You know each other so well. They know what we're going to do. We know what they're going to do. But ton of respect for Coach Fiskus and what he's doing there at Phillipsburg. And you know, we saw they looked a lot better from the film we saw on them, and I know they'll continue to improve.
How do you feel about the way the defense performed there on Friday night, holding them to just 12?
Yeah, you know, they have some athletes, and, you know, they had – our guys made some plays when they had to and stopped some drives. You know, they would get a drive going and we'd find a way to get them stopped and just happy with that. You know, that kind of bend but don't break idea. And you know, they got a couple scores on us, but like I said, they're really improving. They have some athletes. They made us look bad a couple times.
We're talking with Darren Sass, coach of the Smith Center Redmen, here in the locker room chats. We'll take a quick time out. We'll return. We'll go over the district opener coming up this Friday night against Ellenwood here in the locker room chats on KD Country 94.
Lay the groundwork for more harvesting capacity when you order a new John Deere combine during Landmark Implement's early order program. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time to upgrade. Get the very latest harvesting equipment and technology that fit your operations needs, then get it ordered. You can get your new John Deere Combine built just the way you want. Contact your local Landmark Implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats. Darren Sass still with us, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmen football team. Coach, you open out district play with Ellenwood, a team that's really struggling early on, but they played two really good teams in the first two games in Opie and Inman. I mean, you know how good both of those teams are, as you've seen maybe some of them in the past. They're in your district. Inman is 68-0 losses in both of those games for Ellenwood. What do you tell the kids in a game like this, though, to make sure that they know, hey, they lost big, but they're playing very good teams?
Absolutely. That's what we tell them is they're playing great competition, just kind of like we feel we're playing really good competition. And so, you know, they need to go in with the mindset that we have to get better. We have to fix mistakes that we've been making and continue to improve and to respect Ellenwood. And, you know, they have guys that are working hard and they have coaches that are working hard. And that's kind of what we want our guys to understand every week is respect your opponent and you know, play with great effort.
So obviously they haven't been able to punch it into the end zone, but what are some of the things that they like to do offensively, defensively? Just what kind of packages do they like to run?
you know, they did a couple different things from week one to week two, and so we kind of talked to our guys that you don't know what you'll see for sure. We're preparing for what we've seen. They defensively, they have a couple guys that'll come and hit you, and so we just talk about making sure we're getting people blocked and execute.
How much do you enjoy being able to have this first district game at home? I know, you know, it's a lot different than what it used to be. District starts way earlier than what you used to. So to have this one at home, how big is that for you?
Yeah, you know, it last year going down there was the first time we'd ever played down there. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that was a new experience. But to have them home and get district started off, you know, yeah, that the guys I think are excited for that.
Darren Sass, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us this week. Best of luck against Ellenwood. We'll chat with you next week.
All right, thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
Lay the groundwork for more harvesting capacity when you order a new John Deere combine during Landmark Implement's early order program. Whether you're looking to improve your existing combine or you've been wanting to update to a new model year, now is the time to upgrade. Get the very latest harvesting equipment and technology that fit your operations needs, then get it ordered. You can get your new John Deere Combine built just the way you want. Contact your local Landmark Implement for full details and experience the Landmark difference.
We conclude our Wednesday night locker room chats on Katy Country 94 with Thunder Ridge Longhorns head coach Joel Struckoff. Remember to tune in to the Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake football games of the week every Friday evening. The Thunder Ridge Longhorns Locker Room Chat is sponsored by Insurance Smart, with locations in Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray, and by Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
And welcome back here on Katy Country 94, the Locker Room Chats, our Wednesday Locker Room Chats, concluding with head coach Joel Struckoff of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach, another nice win for your squad on Friday night. You went 62-14, called early third quarter against Pike Valley there in Scandia. Another big game from Dylan Bice, 149 yards passing, just two incompletions on the game and on the season now for your squad. And he also had 106 yards and three touchdowns rushing to Dylan. Offense obviously looking pretty good there in week two again. What were some of the things that stood out the most Friday night?
You know, just execution-wise and cutting down on penalties from week one, we definitely improved in that category. Execution was a lot better this week. Still got some small things we need to work on, but execution was a lot better this week, and I'm proud of the strides we've made from week one to week two. That was one of the things we really wanted to capitalize on, was just not having as many penalties, something that really killed us last year.
I know one of the things we were talking about last week with Pike Valley on the Locker Room Chats was their speed that they had. Just kind of looking at the numbers for them, they only averaged 3 yards a carry, never really broke a big one or anything like that. Their longest run was 8 yards on the night, and that was Noah Horde with just one carry. So how do you feel the defense performed? What were some of the things you liked the most about that side of the ball?
You know, I think the defense really paid attention this week in practice and film session. You know, we kind of knew what they were going to do, scouted them pretty well, and they just executed. I mean, it was execution, knowing when they were going to run something, option to the weak side or just whatever it may be, that everybody's got to do their job. That's what we talked about all week long. You do your job and things will work out for you. Don't worry about somebody else doing their job. Just always do your job, staying back hip, you know. Just little small things that make you better defensively. I think we really executed a lot better this game than we did last year. To try to control some of that speed and some of the cutbacks from those fast kids they have.
As you see the progress of this team, you know, through 2 weeks last year, you had to grind it out a couple games, but this year you've got 45-point rule wins in both of your games. How much confidence has the group gained just by being able to do that here early on?
You know, I think it's good for them, but I also, you know, just want them to stay humble and just treat every week the same, regardless of who the opponent is, what we're doing. But I think it's a good start for them, you know, whereas last year, like you said, we had to grind through those first 2 weeks. This year, it's not the same way. Sometimes those grind games, though, set you up, you know, for success later on. So hopefully we keep the same mindset of you got to work hard to get where you want to go.
Talking with Joel Struckoff, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns. Take a break. When we come back, we'll preview this week's matchup against St. John's Tipton here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you.
See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzke, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik, Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavik, CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
And back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, Joel Strunkoff still with us, coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach, you get St. John's Tipton next after a nice win week one against Sylvan Lucas 38-22. They struggled mightily against Osborne in week two. Just 47 yards of total offense in the ball game for them, and Osborne pointed them 46-0. When you look at St. John's Tipton, what do you see from their team, and what do you gauge off of what you've seen through the first 2 weeks of film?
You know, we're not really going to pay attention to that Osborne score. They've still got some good athletes. Number 16 got hurt, you know, second series of the game. I think he's one of their key players. That's a pretty good little football player. And then you got the Iceman kid at quarterback that's also a really good athlete. So we're not really going to pay attention to that score. You know, we saw what they could do week one. They're still a powerful offense when things are clicking right for them. And it just seemed like things just didn't go their way against Osborne. There were several opportunities for them, and they're still a good football team. We need to execute and do the things we need to do to get the job done.
I know it's a different team than what you saw last year, but it was an exciting game there in Beloit. You fell just short at the end of it. What do you draw from that experience as you get ready to play them again this year?
You know, hopefully mentally that is in the back of everybody's mind this year, and just to know that we've got to finish games. Just penalties. I think we had a ton of those last year. We had two drop picks last year. Just opportunities that we've got to take advantage of, something that we've really focused on this year. Just every opportunity you get, you have to take advantage of it. Go 100% all the time. Can't take plays off. And, you know, they had a lot of speed last year, and we just had a tough time controlling that speed where, you know, hopefully the Pike Valley game gave us a little bit of you know, that speed concept where we can control a little bit of that, because they've still got a little bit of speed this year. So something we struggled with mightily last year that I think we're getting better at this year.
Well, how do you feel about the matchup up front? They don't have a huge amount of size like they have in the past, but obviously Hayden Griffin is big up there. How do you feel about that matchup in the trenches here on Friday night?
You know, from what I've seen from film, it's like they've still got some big boys up there on the line. You know, they're going to still move the ball because they've got guys there at the positions that they can move the ball. And like I said, we're just not going to focus on any of the scores they've had this year, because they've got the athletes to move the ball. We've got to come out and compete like we would any other week, because they've got the athletes to score and to get yards and do the right things. It's just depending on whether they can do that or not.
Joel Strunkoff, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thank you again for being with us this week, and good luck as you host the Blue Jays coming up on Friday night, your home opener.
Thank you, Dusty. Appreciate it.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, with locations in Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray, and Goheen and Slavik CPAs, LLC.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavik CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik, Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavik, CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated, and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzke, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday night editions of our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com.
Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to Katy Country 94 this Friday evening for the Football Express at 5:40 as we will get you set for kickoff, previewing all of the area football matchups in the listening area.